Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And my name is Chris Conley. I'm filling in for Seth Mila on Feedback here at AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com. That's because Seth Mila will be filling in on the Jerry Bader Show coming up from 9 to 11 later this morning. For our first segment, I want to talk about healthcare and what your experience has been. I've already shared when I've guest hosted before what my experience was like at the healthcare.gov website. And I now know another person's experience. You know what? Mine is worse financially, but this person's experience is worse in the message that it sends and the long-term impact of what Obamacare is likely to be on all of us. And then towards the end of the segment, I will save some time for you if you'd like to share with us what your healthcare.gov or what your sign-up or what your Obamacare experience has been like so far. And by the way, if you don't have an Obamacare experience, because you may not be, if you get your insurance through your employer, well, none of this matters to you, but trust me, it is the ghost of Christmas future. Your company will be making a decision next year if they are going to continue to provide health care, and you could be going through this a year from now, and maybe you'll take all of it with a grain of salt because a year from now there are bound to be even more changes. I mean, look, the Obama administration seems to be making up the rules as they go along. All right, let's quickly review. I have shared this on the air before. I went healthcare shopping at healthcare.gov at the website for Obamacare because I thought there was at least a possibility that my company, that the owner of this radio station, Midwest Communications, might drop health insurance for their employees. In fact, they are not. I mean, I will continue in 2014 to get my insurance through my company, like many of you do. I have money taken out of my paycheck, and health insurance, as I have also shared before, is a problem for this company, like it is for many others. We're not a huge company, so we can't go into the marketplace and negotiate for very favorable rates like the giant corporation, like a General Electric or a Ford Motor Company does. And yet we are a big enough company that we have to offer it. I mean, we have more than 50 employees here, so I mean, Obamacare certainly applies to us. So our health care policies are expensive, both for the employees who have to pay a portion of it, and it's an expense for the company. It's a big expense for the company because the company helps with employees to pay for their health care, and all of that is not unusual at all with what's happening in the world of health care. But I went online because I wanted to comparison shop. I wanted to see what it would be like for me. And the cheapest plan that I was able to find on the Obamacare website would have increased my monthly premiums by $80 a month. Now, that's not a bank breaker, but yet it is $80 a month that I don't have to spend on other things that I can't spend on my kids, that I can't use to stimulate the economy. Nobody is happy when anything in their life goes up $80 a month, and that would have been my increase if I had signed up for the cheapest plan, the bronze plan. And if you haven't figured this out yet, or if you haven't heard enough media coverage about it, the bronze plans stink. They shouldn't even be offered. They have very high deductibles. You know, deductibles where, for instance, you might have to pay the first $5,000 out of your pocket before you actually have an insurance policy. Well, a lot of people who are not insurance savvy might have that come up upon them as an unpleasant surprise once they're actually sick in the hospital. And then the insurance is a 60-40 split, where you have to come up with 40% of your medical bill. And I've argued before, I've done commentaries on this, that at 60-40, for a lot of people, it doesn't make sense to have insurance. Insurance that would still wipe you out. If you don't have the $5,000 to cover the deductible and then can't afford the 40% of your share of the bill, well, then why are you paying the money every month and the premiums for a policy that would still wreck you financially if you actually had to use it? That makes no sense at all. Now, the equivalent of what I have through my company is not a bronze plan at all. It's the equivalent of a silver plan on the healthcare.gov website. So I went looking again. Bronze plan increases me by $80 a month. What would a silver plan cost me? Which is, you know, that would be an apples to apples comparison. My insurance premium would have tripled. three times what I pay now for health care to have the same coverage over Obamacare. So, I mean, I am a loser within this system. But I'm a healthy single male. I'm the kind of person that they need in the program to help underwrite the costs of older, sicker people who are now having access to insurance for the first time, who are probably net drains instead of net assets to this pool of money that's going to pay for everyone's health care. So again, for me, Obamacare would be financially negative in a big way. Now, let me share you with you this new Obamacare experience. In fact, it's an experience that happened only 2 days ago. As a little bit of background, I'm divorced and have been for a couple of years. And a girlfriend that I have, the woman that I am now seeing, is someone who needs to go to the exchanges and get health coverage. And here is her background, and here is her experience in trying to sign up for healthcare.gov. Again, this happened 48 hours ago. The woman who I am seeing, my girlfriend, is a banker. She works at a bank. Her banking job seems to cover all of her day-to-day expenses. That's the job that she uses to pay the bills, to keep a roof over her house, to handle her regular monthly expenses. And her bank that she works for, like the radio station that I work for, the health insurance is expensive. In fact, the bank that she works for is probably a little bit smaller of a company than this radio station. And the health care plan is not all that good. Again, they're not a mega company that can negotiate lower rates. They do have health care available for their employees, but the premiums are kind of expensive. She is the kind of person who absolutely should go and shop and see if there is a better deal. And in fact, she's found better deals in the past before Obamacare by going out and buying a policy on her own. And as you know, a lot of those policies don't meet minimum requirements, are becoming much more expensive. She needs health care, decided she wouldn't go without it, and needed to go to the healthcare.gov website to sign up. So depending on what your income is, you can get a tax credit to help pay for it. You can also qualify for a tax credit if the insurance that's offered at your company is considered not affordable. That the healthcare.gov website will do a calculation. How much money do you get paid, and what percentage of your salary would have to go to healthcare if you bought it through your company? And if you reach a certain threshold, they'll say, you qualify for the tax credit in addition to help cover some of your costs because your company's healthcare plan is not considered affordable based on the salary that you make. And it looks like that she indeed is going to fall into that category. So some help will be available in the form of a tax credit. But there is a but. Isn't there always with healthcare? Okay? My girlfriend is an industrious person. She is ambitious. And she has taken a second job. Because her banking job covers all of her regular needs, her month-to-month expenses. But because she would like extra things, things like going on vacation, things like being able to be generous with other people in her life, that a way of bringing in extra money was to take a second job in a restaurant. Ever since she was a teenager, she had done waitressing, and she's quite good at it. So she is doing extra work on the weekends and is sometimes called in if this restaurant needs additional wait staff. So that is her job on the side. And because she doesn't want to rack up huge credit card bills and actually wants to be able to put money into a savings account, she has this second job that covers those nice extra added expenses, things that she'd like to do in her life. And when you factor in that money, she doesn't qualify for all of the breaks within Obamacare. So here is the decision. Do you give up the second job, the job that you've been industrious for, the job that is making sure that your financial life is in order, in the name of getting what would be a very generous tax credit towards your health care? Or do you say, all right, I'll give up that extra money. I won't stimulate the economy. I won't be as good a citizen. I won't be as personally responsible financially. But look at the deal that I'll be getting on health care over there. Again, she gets to make this decision because she's industrious and will have to weigh in the balance. Keep the extra job, get the big tax credit. There are other people on lower rungs of the economic ladder. people who are borderline welfare recipients who qualify for other government support. We're going to say, you know, I've been working this part-time job in retail, and I've got a chance to go full-time, but I wind up losing too much. I wind up losing the tax credit and the subsidy for daycare, and I'll get less money for WIC, and I won't qualify for heating assistance, and they'll wind up saying no to it. Or they'll have their boss who will say, we'd like to promote you. No, I'd rather stay where I am now, because one of the things that I'm going to lose now is the generous subsidy that pays for health care. Because without those tax credits, trust me, you'd be in the same financial boat that I would be when you go to healthcare.gov. You're going to say, wow, this is very expensive. It's only affordable to people who get huge, huge subsidies. So for me, Obamacare is a financial problem. It would take more money out of my pocket if I was forced into these exchanges. For other people, it sends the message of you have to do less. You have to suppress your income. You have to make sure that you slide under these artificial income thresholds, or else you don't qualify for the break that makes it possible for you to insure everyone. I think that is a horrible message for the government to be sending, and that is the Obamacare and healthcare.gov experience, at least that's been relayed to me over the last 48 hours, and I bet that's happening to many, many people. I would like to set aside some time to hear about some of your sign-up experiences. You know what? I've monopolized the conversation enough. We'll take some of your calls at 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join in. By the way, there's something else about the website that just doesn't make sense, and I will share that with you when we come back as well. So your phone call, 715-845-2155, your Obamacare and healthcare.gov experiences. I'm Chris Conley in for Seth, and this is Feedback on WSAU. Welcome back to WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley. There is also a footnote to the healthcare.gov story, something that really shouldn't be with the website, but is just absolutely maddening. There is a point where, of course, you have to provide huge amounts of personal data. And as you get towards the very end of the website, you have to enter in what you believe is your estimated income. You have to put in what you believe your income will be for 2014. Well, that's a tough question for a lot of people. For instance, in the case of my girlfriend, who I've said her second job is a waitress. It is a tip-based job, and it's a job where how many days she works is not set. She works some weekends and sometimes gets called in if they need extra help at the restaurant. That is her second job, and how generous people are with the money they leave on the table, and, you know, whether or not someone else there quits or gets sick, or whether or not she picks up extra hours, has a big impact on what her income is. No different for me. I mean, I get a regular salary here at the radio station, but a part of my salary is also talent fee-based. One of the responsibilities I've picked up in recent years is that on our sister station, Fox Sports Wausau, I do the play-by-play for some high school basketball, hockey, and football games. Well, you get paid by the game there. So say you have one team that makes a deep run into the state playoffs, and there are four or five extra games. Well, that would have an impact on my salary. There are a lot of people here at the radio station, perhaps you know people in similar jobs in your life, whose jobs are commission-based, like people who sell the advertising that you hear here. So when they go to healthcare.gov and they're told, estimate your income for 2014, their estimates could be off. So she, in this case, makes a best guess based on what she earned this year. And says, well, yeah, this year should be about the same as next year. So that's the number that we'll use. And then you click forward to the next page of the website. And it gives you this big kick-ass warning about what happens if you were wrong in your estimate. We could come back at you. We could get you for money that you might owe if your estimate is off and we gave you subsidies that you weren't entitled to. So on the very next page, they give you a warning that would give you this incentive to underestimate your income. Say, well, gee, I wouldn't want to find out that I got a $5,000 tax credit to help pay for my health care, and now I've got to pay it back. So you hit the back button to go and say, well, I'm going to put in a lower number because I really want to make sure my butt's covered in case that's what happens. You hit the back button, and it won't let you go back. It wipes out all the data that you've put in up to that point. It is an inexcusable website flaw. Could you imagine? I mean, it's already a negative experience. You already, as you shop through the exchanges, realize this is much more expensive than what I'm already paying if you already have health care or if you had a policy that had been canceled. So I enter in all of this. It's a negative experience where you wish that you didn't have to go through all of it. And then you get the warning. The government wags its finger at you. Don't mess up on your estimate for 2014, so you go back. And you have to start all over again. Oh, my goodness. Again, I'm sorry that I've been kind of neglectful in getting to your calls. We are overdue for a news break here. We are talking about, well, the moving target that is Obamacare and healthcare.gov. You know that the sign-up deadline that was supposed to be yesterday has quietly been pushed forward to today. We'll take a news break and we'll come back. We're not going to spend the whole show on this. I want to talk about one of the Christmas movies that I think has a fascinating premise. And we'll talk a little about some of the special programming, too, for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, which starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Chris Conley in for Seth Mila. This is Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.